everybody, and welcome to this special on Mercury in Pisces. So I'm going to talk about Mercury in Pisces, starting with the astrological meaning, the practical meaning, and what it means from the worldly, materialistic level. Then I'm going to go deeper into the karmic reasons, the aspects, the Sabian symbols, and also I'm going to talk about how it affects our career development, and then finish up with the best things to do. So yeah, here's the summary is version first of all. Okay, so astrologically, when Mercury is in Pisces, it creates an increase in intuition, empathy and imagination. Communication may become more subtle and nuanced, and also more compassionate at this time as well. This energy pushes us to listen attentively, not only to our own thoughts and feelings, but also to other people's, as well as allows us to connect more deeply with others if we're open to that. We may find ourselves more tuned to emotions, as I said, especially body language and words between, the silence between words, if you get what I'm trying to say. And this can allow us to, if we're open to it, to, you know, strengthen our bonds with others, as well as be more empathetic in our communication with others as well. Practically, Mercury in Pisces encourages us to be more creative in our problem solving and to think outside of the box. This is a favourable time for creative plans, brainstorming sessions and exploring unconventional solutions to our everyday sort of like obstacles. In terms of the worldly materialistic meaning, it allows us to have more compassion in our decision making processes, but we can be too idealistic, which can lead to us, you know, ignoring red flags, which we shouldn't do. Just be open to that. Make sure you check details, offer empathy and compassion, but don't let other people walk all over your boundaries. All in all, generally on the collective level, people sort of like prioritize emotional fulfillment over material gain when Mercury's in Pisces, and this can lead to acts of people being generous with their time, their communication, and just kind in general. Politically, Mercury in Pisces wants us to be more diplomatic and empathetic in the way that we deal with people with different beliefs than ours, and political parties may, you know, do this as well, where they may understand each other's sort of like different philosophies, and people can just become more diplomatic in negotiations, especially when it comes to international relations. Leaders may be more open to more peaceful resolutions and seek kind of like, as I said, common ground through conversations and compromise. On the spiritual esoteric level, Mercury in Pisces encourages us to be more self-reflected, to meditate, to connect with our subconscious mind. It offers us the opportunities for spiritual growth, intuitive insights, and to dig into our inner world for increased self-awareness and enlightenment. Symbolically, the transit of Mercury in Pisces symbolizes a time of fluidity, sensitivity and depth. It invites individuals to embrace their emotional intelligence, trust in their instincts and explore the mysteries of the unseen sort of like realms. This period serves as a reminder to listen to the whispers of our heart as we navigate life with more compassion, and we become more open to reality through a lens of interconnectedness and love. Just as Pisces is a water sign that dissolves boundaries and merges with the collective consciousness, Mercury's journey through this mystical territory, which is, you know, Pisces ruled by Neptune, co-ruled as well by Jupiter, and esoteric tradition. So it encourages us to communicate with empathy, understand, you know, the words beyond words, as I said, the subtle body language between our interactions, reading between the lines, offering empathy on the things that people don't say rather than our judgments, and just to be more united in our differences, in our diversity, and just being more open to you know, finding the connection between things rather than continuously pointing out the differences. The convergence of Mercury, which is ruled by Mercury, which is ruled by Mercury, but got Rules, Gemini, and Sagittarius. This is why it called Rules Pisces, but anyway, can allows us to transcend the limitations of the material world and dig deep into the realms of imagination and empathy. And it reminds us that true wisdom often lies in the understanding behind what meets the eyes. And Mercury in Pisces wants us to blend our intuition and intellect, reminding us that true freedom and wisdom often lies in understanding beyond what meets the eyes, so beyond logic. As we wander through this mystical journey of Mercury in Pisces, we should be open to the unspoken language of emotions and listen to the whispers of our own souls and dance in harmony with the rhythm of universe as we embrace being more loving. Yeah, loving and forgiving with ourselves, and especially in the ways that we communicate. So all in all, Mercury in Pisces increases our creativity, boosts our imagination, it increases our intuition and allows us to have more compassion in our communication, but negatively it can lead to confusion and misunderstanding. So it's important to clarify, make sure you talk in a way that people can easily understand you, and if you can't understand others, ask them to go over what they mean by what they say, because what they mean by what they say or what you understand by what they say can be different. Watch out for the tendency towards escapism into drugs, alcohols, and seeking refuge in fantasies and daydreams as well, and ignoring red flags and running into our self-destructive behaviours and relationships and stuff like that. And we just can be more vulnerable to deception, especially in our communication as well. So just watch out for that people can manipulate and be manipulated more easily with this sort of energy. So the best use of this energy is to be self-reflective, be creative, be more compassionate, connect with others, and just do everything you can to grow empathy with your own flaws and other people's flaws as well. Psychologically, it wants us to dig deep into our emotions and gain insight into our psyche, especially our psychological, unreserved psychological, spiritual and emotional traumas as well, and balance the need and the calling for emotional depth with practicality to avoid becoming lost in illusions and falling prey to deception. So yeah, when Mercury goes into Pisces this year, it goes into Pisces when it's in retrograde right up until the 25th of April, and then it comes out of retrograde, but it's still in Pisces until the 10th of May, and Mercury's still in its pre-shadow period to the 19th of May as well. So this Mercury entering Pisces this year is very much sort of overshadowed by its retrograde energies. So Mercury retrograde in the 30th degree of Pisces. The 30th degree of Pisces has the Sabian symbol, the great stone face. Sabian symbology gives us a deeper interpretation of what it means when Mercury's in retrograde, but I'll talk about that more in a bit. So as we know, Mercury retrograde can lead to miscommunication and delays in communication and travel as well, and everything can just be muddled and foggy right now. So practically, as I said, travel plans can be delayed, technology can malfunction on us, we can be clouded and judgment, and we can be confused, and this can make decision making sort of hard right now, and we can make bad decisions. So it's advisable to double check details and back up important data and avoid signing contracts. And Mercury retrograde is coming quicker for me because my hard drive is messed up and it's got important data, but I'm just pulling through. I'm not normally I'll go and scream, but I'm just pulling through. So anyway, just back up your things, make up backup plans for travel plans, and everything should go okay. When Mercury's in Pisces in the spiritual level, it wants us to dig deep into our subconscious mind, especially our unresolved emotional wounds, psychological and spiritual traumas as well, and to start or continue the work of trying to bring more clarity, especially spiritual clarity, into our lives as well. It's best used for inner growth and meditation and connecting with your higher consciousness, as well as gaining insights into your toxic behavior and thought patterns, and doing the work, starting the work to release these patterns as well. On the esoteric level, because as I said, the 30th degree of Pisces is the time when Mercury goes into retrograde this year, and it rules the toenails of the left foot. And the Sabian symbol is the great stone face. This reminds us that, you know, we may project ideals and beliefs, and this can be a facade, a wall, a mask that we put up, and these values that we have, or these idealistic notions, may not be aligned with truth, with reality. So it wants us to reassess the ways that we look at the world and how we experience the world and how we accept others as well, because a lot of the times, you know, we don't accept people for who they are. We project who we want them to be onto them and expect them to live up to this. So this energy wants us to reflect on our relationships and our ideals, and are they really authentically what we believe or what we've been told to believe, and are we accepting people for who they are or who we want them to be, and more importantly, are we accepting ourselves for who we are rather than who we wish to be or who others want us to be as well. So, you know, this energy wants us to seek genuine expressions of our self-identity, being truthful with ourselves about who we are and others as well, and seeing through the illusions and deceptive appearances that others normally project on us and what we project on others, and just seeing truth and reality and just getting real. It wants us to get real, and obviously the toenails, you know, they protect the skin and our foot from, you know, sort of like without the toenails we'd be more susceptible to infection and pain and stuff like that as well. So it's about, you know, building this kind of layer of protection, not to keep people out, but rather than standing, to be able to stand firm in who we really are, so we can project that onto the world and be accepted for who we really are and accept others in this way as well. It wants us also, when Mercury's in retrograde, to be more creative and to just be more open to experience healing through music or writing and other creative expression, and whether we're creating our own or just listening to others. It allows us to be open to healing, as I said, and engage in self-help or actual therapy, and be more open to forgiveness and be more vulnerable with ourselves and others, and seek out support when we need it as well. So all in all, Mercury retrograde in Pisces offers a kind of sacred space for us to dig deep into our spiritual practices and heal our emotional and spiritual and psychological wounds, as we become more attuned to the subtle whispers of, you know, our own body language, other people's body language, our own thoughts, and just the whispers of the universe as well. And by surrendering to the flow of divine guidance, we can experience profound spiritual growth and awaken to the higher truths beyond the physical realm. So now I'm just going to talk about the aspects that are being made to Mercury as it goes into Pisces this year, and also I'm going to talk about the stellium that's active as Mercury goes into Pisces this year as well. Okay, so when Mercury goes into Pisces this year, it's making a conjunction with the Sun, also with Chiron, and also with the Midheaven. So the Sun's conjunction to Mercury increases self-expression and mental clarity. So this is really good because it, you know, counteracts the negative effects of Mercury in Pisces, but also Mercury in Pisces in retrograde. It can make us more clearer in our decision making abilities, giving us more confidence, and help us articulate our thoughts more effectively. Negatively, there can be a risk of becoming overly opinionated or impatient under this influence. There may be a tendency to overlook details or rush into decisions without thinking them through, you know, in a kind of considerate sort of detailed way. So just try not to be impulsive with your actions, and practice mindfulness, and just try to respect other people's boundaries at this time, as well as, you know, don't let others overstep your boundaries. Mercury's conjunction to Chiron helps us with that deep healing, shadow work, self-reflection, especially when we are looking at, you know, wounds regarding our communication patterns and mental expression as well. It allows this energy of Mercury conjunction to Chiron for us to heal these past traumas related to our self-expression. So maybe someone told you couldn't speak clearly you can't learn a new language, you're not a good communicator. And yeah, to a certain degree, a lot of us are born with these gifts or not, but I believe that a lot of gifts can be taught if we're willing to keep on trying and have patience and put the time, hard effort and discipline into learning new communication skills or expression, or even just getting more back in alignment with our authentic self-expression. Negatively, Mercury's conjunction to Chiron can add to the misunderstandings and emotional reactions that can happen at this time, because we can be more sensitive, as I said. So it's good to approach our conversations and all relationships with empathy and understanding right now, and be mindful of potential triggers that may come up during this time as well, and the fact that you may trigger others, as well as, you know, you being triggered by other people or by podcasts, television, streaming shows, whatever, you know. So just watch out for triggers. That's the point I'm trying to make. Mercury also makes a semi-square to the midheaven at this time as well, so this brings challenges in our communication styles, especially related to our professional career responsibilities as well. So, you know, we can have a conflict between expressing ourselves authentically and conforming to, you know, what's expected to us in society and in our career as well. So it's essential to find the balance, middle ground, where you can communicate effectively while upholding your professional responsibilities. So you may be called to, maybe at work, talk about something or be involved in something that you may not agree with, but for your job you have to sort of like not go along with it, you know, because we should always stand up for what we believe in, but just try and be flexible in your approach, understand that different people have different values, and yeah, state your personal opinion but also respect others as well, and try and sort of like be diplomatic and assertive as well, enforcing your boundaries and your beliefs here, but also allowing others the space to do so as well, and always trying to find that precious middle ground and compromise when you're coming to resolutions in and out the workplace as well. All in all, this year's Mercury in Pisces and Mercury retrograde in Pisces allows us to dig deep into our decision making processes, have more confidence and clarity in how we articulate, express our ideas, but we just have to, you know, watch out for being overly opinionated and impatient at this time as well, using mindfulness and paying attention as a, you know, sort of like guiding light that allows us to pause, reflect and refrain from impulsive words and actions that can lead to oversight or hasty decisions or painful consequences, you know, in the workplace or in our relationships in general, or just in life in general as well. So yeah, ultimately Mercury's conjunction to Chiron, which is really like the standout aspect of this Mercury in Pisces, allows us to heal through communication and wants us to embrace our vulnerability and being authentic in our interactions, and this can pave the way for deeper emotional connections and understanding. And by engaging in open and honest conversations, we can not only heal past wounds but also create a sense of compassion and empathy towards ourselves and others, and it's through this exchange of words and openness and emotions that we can truly transcend, get over misunderstandings and conflicts, and build stronger bonds with those around us and also stronger bonds with ourselves. So as I said earlier in the introduction, the Sun, Chiron and the Moon's North Node are in stellium at the time of Mercury going into Pisces this year, affecting the whole time it's in and out of retrograde and while it's in Pisces up until the 10th of May. So in astrology, stellium happens when three or more planets or points are closely connected together via conjunction, or in the same sign or house, or within 10 degrees orb of each other. So for instance, the first degree of Aries can be in conjunction with the, you know, 25th degrees of Pisces, and that they can be in a stellium with each other. So I hope I've explained that. And the stellium has really potent influence on transits and our lives in general. So the Sun, Chiron and the Moon's North Node are in stellium with a 24th degree sort of like orb. So the Sun represents vitality, ego and self-expression. Chiron signifies healing and inner wounds, and the North Node represents and points towards our karmic destiny and the ways that we need to grow to reach our highest potential. So yeah, the sun triggering the north node, the stellium allows us and supports the deep healing and self-reflection that Mercury in Pisces can give us. And stellium, because it's got a 24th degree orb, will sort of like influence how we communicate or how we perceive communication right now as well. So, you know, as I said, Chiron is our unresolved trauma and wounds, so we can be triggered. The sun is our ego, so people can be stubborn and be like, no, my way is the right way, and this can cause arguments as well. And the north node is kind of pulling us towards the things that we need for our highest growth. So at this time, things may end. This may affect the way that we sort of like react to others as well. We may find ourselves more drawn to explore our past wounds through discussions or creative expression, which is represented by the sun. And exploring our past wounds is represented by Chiron. And we'll do this in the framework of, you know, how do our personal expression and our wounds, how do they stop us from achieving our highest potential or meeting our life goals and purpose as well. So whatever happens now can sort of like, even though it may be scary, it may be a bit heated, or you may just feel more emotionally shut off and reserved, so you may be introverted, even if you're more extroverted at this time. It's wanting us to, you know, go towards our life purpose, and especially when it comes to the ways that we communicate to ourselves and others. And we just have to be mindful of the intensity of emotions that can come up during this time and allow grace to ourselves and others of understanding. And just, you know, just being more loving and empathetic is what I'm getting at, as we understand ourselves and move forward on our path as well. So now I'm going to talk about the karma of Mercury in Pisces. So as I said, it brings a shift in our communication and thought processes holistically. It allows us to connect with our more intuitive and spiritual side. The karmic lessons that come up right now can involve having more compassion, understanding and empathy in our communication. We may find ourselves more sensitive to the emotions of others, and we are called to communicate with more kindness and mindfulness. It encourages us to be more creative and imaginative and expressing thoughts and ideas. It can also unleash hidden talents or talents we haven't used for years and allow for deeper sort of exploration of your own creative talents and hobbies. It wants us to heal past wounds related to self-expression and embracing our own unique sort of like voice as well. It also wants us to build a stronger connection to the collective consciousness, wanting us to be more unified and build more unity within and with others as well, and just build more harmony in our communication with ourselves and others as well. So yeah, karmically it can allow us to have deep, profound sort of like insights and revelations, helps us with our spiritual higher consciousness awakening, emotional healing, and just really wants us to go deep into our subconscious patterns, especially our thought patterns, and see how they are toxically affecting our life, and also congratulate ourselves for our positive thoughts and the habits that we have that make our life more better as well. So it's not just about punishing ourselves, but it's also about celebrating our good habits as well. And it just teaches the importance of connecting with our higher self and recognizing the interconnectedness of all beings in this web of life. So now I'm just going to talk about how it affects our relationships and our career and personal development, and then end with the best things to do. So in terms of family relationships, Mercury in Pisces can increase our emotional connection and empathy among family members. Communication can be more intuitive, sensitive, and we can understand each other in our family units a bit more easy at this time. And this can, you know, deepen our connections, but it can also bring up tensions as well if we trigger each other as well. So just try and be aware of this and just approach everything with empathy. Friendships, it allows us to have more deep conversations and support each other in our creativity and understand each other as well. Negative Negatively, though, in co-worker relationships, there can be misunderstandings and miscommunications as well, and this can put a strain on our relationships and productivity, because people can just be more emotional and sensitive right now. So it's just not workplace settings that come under this. It can just be out going shopping, driving, road rage, not to laugh, or relationships. People can just be triggered by things, not necessarily what you say or do, but things they listen or what they perceive you're saying and stuff as well. But also watch out for the fact that people may try and gaslight you and stuff like that as well, and you can try and manipulate others and gaslight them. So try not to do that, and try and resolve all conflict that come up now in a fair way. Committed relationships, people can deepen their spiritual bonds and intimacy and understanding if they're open to clear and honest communication, and also maybe critical feedback as well, which none of us like at times. Sometimes you can be more open to it than others, but in general we don't like it. Well, at least not at first. After we calm down and the sort of like smoke has cleared, we can just be a bit more open to criticism. But in general, just watch out for the fact that things you say can trigger your lover, and this can cause tension. But ultimately, any disagreements that come up now can be resolved. Try not to idealize the relationship or ignore red flags, or spend excessively together as well, because Pisces energy gets us in touch with our sort of like emotion, and we may want to escape our emotions and numb ourselves from them. So we may increase our drug use and alcohol use and other distracting things in our couples, but it may not be healthy for the relationship in the long term. You know, sometimes we just brush things under the carpet, we use sex and other distractions to sort of like avoid tackling the deep issues that need to be tackled in our relationships to make them healthy. So, you know, we have to try and ground ourselves as couples and try and, you know, not have unrealistic expectations or fall into illusions at this time as well, while Mercury is in Pisces, especially in communication as well. So texts, emails, double check them. You may think your lover's saying something that they're not saying. So clarification, asking what is meant by what is said, is important, as well as just trying to be more loving with each other and more understanding with each other. And you may write poetry to each other and all that good stuff as well. In hookups, it can bring a sort of enchanting and alluring sort of atmosphere to the experiences. So physical and even psychological and emotional connection can be intensified at this time as well, and this can lead to passionate sort of encounters filled with depth and imagination positively. But negatively, it can blare boundaries. This can lead to misunderstandings and unmet expectations if both or all people involved in the hookup are not on the same page emotionally, mentally, spiritually, or psychologically. Well, that's mentally, but yeah, you know me by now. So it's important for us to speak up and communicate honestly, and to just make sure that, you know, yeah, we're telling the truth and respect each other's boundaries, especially if the person doesn't want what we want as well, you know, and just be honest as well. Do not deceive people in hookups at this time as well. Yeah, in all relationships, just try and have more understanding and respect and empathy while Mercury's in Pisces. So in terms of career, when Mercury's in Pisces, we can be more creative and empathetic. As I said, you may find yourself more attuned to sort of cues in the workplace, which can help you navigate the relationships and dynamics in the workplace more effectively. It wants us to be more imaginative in the way we go about solving problems and thinking in our careers. And it's a good energy for brainstorming new ideas or approaching tasks from unconventional angles in terms of personal development, because we are more emotionally sensitive right now. It can help us to reflect on our relationships, heal the wounds, get more deeper in our bonds and connections with those around us and with ourselves as well, and just be able to be more self-reflective and express our feelings more openly and honestly as well. And this can lead to greater self-awareness and personal growth within our relationship with ourselves. So in terms of spiritual development, we can find ourselves, as I said, wanting to connect deeper with our spirituality and the subconscious mind as well. We can find ourselves drawn to mystical or philosophical activities and just wanting to deepen our understanding of ourselves and life mysteries and stuff like that as well. So it favours meditation, as I said, intuitive practices, exploring your inner world to gain insights and wisdom beyond the material realm. It's a time for connecting with your spiritual beliefs and exploring new perspectives that can enrich your spiritual journey. But just remember to explore the spiritual realms in grounded ways. Don't open doors that you don't fully understand yet, or play with energies that you don't know how to control and stuff, because a lot of people do that and it leads them down. So just make sure you understand that information you get from the psychic realm, just like the information I'm giving you now, or anything else that any other human being gives you, you know, or intuitive being. Ultimately, we have to become responsible for our own decisions in this life and beyond. So all that being said, we should never give over our full power to any being. So just make sure you're aware that when you go through the psychic realms, I'm trying to get my words out here, that you're aware that there can be spirits over there that lie. Anything that happens on the human side of things can happen on the psychic side of things as well. So just make sure you stay grounded, you research, and ultimately in your spiritual development, you know that there's going to have to come a time when you take responsibility for having a direct connection with your higher self and whoever the higher power is to you as well. Educationally, Mercury in Pisces allows us to be more creative in the way that we absorb and process information. So it's a good energy to explore abstract subjects and ideas with, you know, technical quantum physics or abstract sort of like ideas in spirituality, metaphysics and stuff from mathematics and every other discipline you can think of, just that more kind of nuanced ideas. Every field of study has its more sort of like has its own niche sort of like spin-off. So you may find yourself more inspired to engage with topics that stimulate your imagination and intuition, and this can lead to a deeper understanding of complex concepts as well. So I'm just going to finish up now with talking about the best things for creative professionals and entrepreneurs and alternative healers and lovers to do with Mercury's in Pisces. So for creatives, this energy is great for you to explore new artistic ideas and projects. The energy of Pisces can increase creativity and provide innovative solutions. So doing things like painting, writing poetry and listening to music can help stimulate creativity at this time. Professionals, it's a great energy to explore deep conversations in the workplace or with your boss and connect with your colleagues on a more emotional level, with consent of course. This period favours empathy and understanding, and it can make us more open to new ideas and make it easier for us to express our thoughts and ideas in a compassionate manner to others, and also listen to different ideas in a more compassionate manner as well. Entrepreneurs can use this energy to trust their intuition when making business decisions, listening to your gut and paying attention to the sort of signs and synchronicities which can help you make inspired choices that align with your long-term goals. Alternative healers can experience increased sensitivity to their clients and their own needs during this time, as Pisces influence allows you to have more sort of like just more intuition at this time and empathy, so it can make it more in tune and profound in the healing energy that you give to your clients and stuff like that. So for lovers, this is a great time to deepen your connections. As I said, make sure you listen to each other, have romantic date nights, do little gestures that can really brighten up each other's world, have heartfelt conversations and explore shared dreams and fantasies with each other as well. So I leave that to your imagination. So that's the end of this very in-depth explanation of Mercury in Pisces. Take care and see you next time.